To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Aaron Van Camp with Dank 716 is on the WBEN Live Line. It's the first cannabis dispensary to open in Western New York, and now it's getting ready to close. Aaron, good morning. Explain the decision that you've come to.
Hi, how are you doing? We're basically doing fine down there. One thing about the decision we'd like to explain first is we've been telling people we're not any part of sob story. We're not being forced to close. The Office of Cannabis Management called and asked if we're under financial duress. We aren't. We're just making a decision as business owners to move along from our current location and explore other options. We have set a time frame that we will be operating business as usual till the end of the month, and then throughout January we'll be discounting remaining inventory, but we're just choosing to move along from that location and keep our options open.
Can you kind of paint us a picture what it was like when you opened as the first dispensary, and then what it's like now to operate as a dispensary in the Buffalo and Western New York area?
Opening up, it exceeded our wildest dreams, the amount of support we got from the community and the lines that we had and things of that nature. We were definitely well aware that the numbers were going to increase. As the program began, we were painting the picture of what would go on for the criminal justice applicants and how many licenses would be given and things like that. And the program didn't necessarily meet the guidelines that they set forward, the expectations they were, and there were some delays. So they increased licensing, and I think at a certain point, I don't believe there should be licensing personally. I think it should be able to be sold by everyone. But if you're going to contain it, I believe they might have oversaturated it now, and we're getting to a point where in areas like ours, it's tough to do business. So something I want to mention as well is statewide, this isn't necessarily a problem. There's different problems going on. In Long Island, they only have 9 stores. Like they, a small town in Long Island, like I would believe the town of Merrick has more people than the population of Buffalo, and they don't have a store there. So this isn't a problem in every single area. You're just going to run into certain areas that are badly oversaturated with these. And for me as a business owner, I mean, I love the city of Buffalo. I'd love to stay there, but it's not the wisest decision for me to stay down there. And aside from that, we're not saying anything bad about the city. There's lending problems nationally going on that made it so development didn't advance in the city, and that's not the city of Buffalo's fault. It's also not real estate developers' fault. They can't blame things went on with COVID and whatnot to not be able to get that money to build the Mohawk ramp up or to get our whole block thriving. And so like things like Masudo Chow is leaving really damaged us and has us to reevaluate if we can be down there, if it's financially viable for us to be down there.
Aaron, when you opened, you were the only one there. I mean, how many dispensaries are near you now that are operating?
I believe there's 60 in Western New York, 9 within 3 miles of us, with I think like 3 or 4 more already on the location map opening up. One is closest 2 blocks that I feel bad for. I mean, it doesn't. They're anticipating, I believe, that the hotels are going to provide some wonderful thing for them being in between them, but we've ran the numbers and the average basket size from a hotel is like $24. You need to have a basket size in the vicinity of like $80 to $100, in my opinion, for these stores to really be successful. So it won't provide the type of what they need down there to do that. But they are opening very close to us. There's another one opening behind. So they're popping up very well, which is going to be tough. I said it's something I'm not totally opposed to, because I don't believe there should be a license to sell this plan. But at the same time, like if I was a state regulator and needed to be responsible for these things being successful, especially people that were put in like a criminal social justice program and made promises to, it's somewhat not for them. And like I said, for me though, I just want to reiterate, we did wonderful that first year, so we're not complaining. I'm trying to say this more to speak up for other people in this industry. We're not upset with what went on with us. We're very, very happy. We did great. Like they did articles on how wonderful we did. So I don't want to come off as someone who's crying to you guys or saying bad. You called me, I'm explaining what's going on with our business as a business owner, what went on. But we've been getting a lot of sorries and things of that nature. And this isn't a sob story. We are a true success of that card program. Like we did what was supposed to be done for people that were put in prison for marijuana, and we're proud of that. But as a business owner, staying on that corner downtown isn't a smart move. And for I'm getting a lot of criticism for it, and people saying I'm a lunatic. I think people thought I was a lunatic for moving down there, and I think they look crazy 6 months later. And I think people that think I'm a lunatic now are going to maybe look at a year and be like, oh my God, like what? I think he did the right thing. I could be wrong. Maybe I could be in a year and this could be some thriving industry. The stores could be tripling in revenue, but we'll have to wait and see.
You know, you mentioned only 9 stores on Long Island, all the stores here. Why? Why are there so many marijuana dispensaries here?
Honestly, I think we had a thriving legacy community from being on the border, and a lot of people wanted to get involved. I think a lot of help that we put forward. I mean, the state of New York, when I started this, said that you needed $750,000 to $1.5 million to open one of these stores, and we showed you could open one in a big city for $36,000. So, like, we gave a game plan for people to say, for, like, small business operators to say, hey, we can go do this. I mean, if the state would have came through and somewhat maintained what they said was going to happen, we think a lot of those businesses would be thriving, but things went south. A lot of it, I mean, it was under Felicia Reed's leadership. I know you guys probably know she got removed last night. So we're hoping that the state picks someone who is a little bit more, has a little bit more business sense and things that need to be done for this program to survive.
Well, Aaron, thank you. Aaron Van Camp joining us, the owner of Dank 716, will be closing down in a month or so here in downtown Buffalo. And he just mentioned there the Office of Cannabis Management looking for a new head after the top cannabis regulator out of work, removed by Governor Hochul. Yesterday, Felicia Reed was the executive director of the Office of Cannabis Management in the state since June of 2024.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.